ANSYS 18.2 focuses on electromagnetics and electronics design. Evaluation of the performance and durability of a plastic fan. Image courtesy of ANSYS. ANSYS has just released version 18.2 of the company's flagship computer-aided engineering, CAE, software. This release aims to improve ANSYS' ease of use, speed and accuracy for electromagnetics, mechanical and computational fluid dynamics, CFD, simulations. One example of increased accuracy comes in the form of a new visual ray tracing tool, available in the electromagnetics suite. The tool will help simulate the interactions between high-frequency electromagnetic waves in a macro environment. This should be useful to engineers working to optimize their designs for radar scattering and antenna placements. The electromagnetics suite also includes a new RF link analysis tool. This can help engineers assess how their wireless products might stack up when dealing with both radio frequency and electromagnetic interference. Finally, electrical engineers could find ANSYS wireless propagation loss models quite useful. This tool is designed for those working on products that need to withstand harsh environments and outdoor urban settings. The ANSYS release also has some news for mechanical engineers. For instance, ANSYS 18.2 offers up some improvements for drop test simulations. The software will now help guide the user in setting up the simulation and removes the need to make many simplifications to the geometry. CFD specialists might be more interested in ANSYS Polyhedral Unstructured Mesh Adaption, PUMA. This meshing technology will help to keep a coarse mesh in areas that can get away with it while producing a fine detailed mesh in areas of interest. ANSYS notes that this meshing technology promises to save engineers time on their CFD analysis. More companies are turning to simulation to drive increasingly rapid and innovative product development and gain deeper insight into product design, said Mark Heinspo, ANSYS Vice President and General Manager. Our customers rely on ANSYS engineering simulation technology to cut costs, limit late-stage design changes, and tame the toughest engineering challenges. Other improvements to ANSYS 18.2 include integration of ANSYS Medina and SCADE to perform safety, control, transient failure and distinct failure analysis on embedded systems architecture. Fire meshing technology for ANSYS HFSS 3D allowing for faster simulations of printed circuit boards and electronics. Improved computational speeds due to automated workflows optimized for multi-level, high-performance computing, HPC. Manufacturing controls for topology optimization. Embedding topology optimization in ANSYS AIM. Tool compatible with optimizing structural, magnetics and fluid, particle or heat flows. Vibroacoustics. Simulation of cavitation in high pressure and multi-fluid conditions. In addition to this update, there are rumors that ANSYS is planning to release something very soon that boasts on-the-fly and near-instantaneous simulation results.
Sounds like a bold claim.
Stay tuned to engineering.com as the story develops.